अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यत् यत् सदसत् परं पश्चादहं यदेतच्च यो वशिष्येत सोम्यहम्।
अहमेव आसमेव, वी हैव ऑलरेडी चैंटेड दिस, सो व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चतुश्लोक की भाग? अहम एव, आई अलोन, आसम, आई एग्जिस्टेड, एव अग्रे, देयर आर टू एव, व्हाट इज द सेकंड एव मींस? कलियुग। Second ape means that I am not doer and enjoyer. I am not karta and bhokta. This is the meaning of the second ape. Aham eva asam eva agre na anyat. There was nothing else. Sat. Sat means gross. Asat means subtle. And param, the cause of sat and asat. There was nothing. I alone existed. That's all. Paschadam, paschad means after the dissolution, paschad, aham, yad etachya, whatever there is, when the dissolution, the creation is gone, so whatever is left, yo abhasishyet, whatever is left, aham, so aham, that alone I exist. This was the first statement about the substratum or the Brahman. So Brahman existed in the past, is there in the present, and will remain after the dissolution of this whole Brahmand. Number one. Number two.
Ritetham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tad vidyadatmano mayam yatha bhaso yatha tamah.
Ritetham yat pratiyeta, without being real, it appears. Real matlab, what is the meaning of the real? Real means sat. Without being real, it appears. The whole cosmos is not real. Real matlab, it's not staged in three periods of time. It is limited in time. Ritertam yat pratiyet na pratiyet chatmani, that is not in me. Whatever you are seeing now is not in me. How do we understand that? Like the rope, you ask rope, have you created snake? No. You are seeing it. That snake is limited in time. But that snake is not in me. Then he said, tad vidyat atmanah mayam. You know, whatever you are seeing, it is because of Maya. And whose Maya? Atmana, my Maya. It is because of my Maya you are seeing all these things. Yatha abhaso, yatha tama, like an illusion. Abhas matra. It's illusion. Yatha tama, it's an ignorance only.
Yatha mahanti bhutani, bhuteshu chavacheshvanu. Pravishtanyapravishtani tathateshu nateshvaham.
So first was Brahman, second was about Maya, and third was about this Jagat. Just as the five great elements can be said to have entered Pravishtani, entered. In the last class we discussed about Pravishtani, entered, in which Uccha avacheshu, in the higher and the lower, we saw that it has entered. Then at the same moment, he said, apravishtani, it has not entered. What is that? Pravishtani, apravishtani. In the last class, we discussed pravishtani means as if the whole world is made of five great elements. So definitely, everything is all five great elements are in me or in the whole world. Pravishtani, it is very easy to understand. But apravishtani, I have not entered. How you will prove that? So we discuss. It's not that he first created, then he entered. When the potter is making a pot, he is not making a form first, then he is putting inside that clay. No, it's not like that. So therefore, apravishtani, I have not entered. And not only that, In the same way, I am in them and not in them. I am in them means because of me, they all are existing. If I take out my existence, the whole thing will collapse. I am not in them. I am not in them means those are all perishable things. They exist because of me. I am not in them means I am not perishable like them. First he said, they are in me. They are in me. I am the substratum of the whole world. Everything exists because of me. Is it not so? Everything is on that existence. Now he says, I am not in them. How is that? If I become one of them, so I also become perishable. Therefore, I am not in them. That we have to understand. Now, how to get him? That is the million-dollar question. Kaise milega? Fourth slok is how to get that Brahman.
Etavadeva jigyasyam.
Etavadeva jigyasam.
Again I am reading, eh? You please repeat. Etavadeva jigyasam.
Etavadeva jigyasam.
Tattva jigyasunatmanah.
Tattva jigyasunatmanah.
Anvaivyatirekabhyam.
Anvaivyatirekabhyam.
Yad syat sarvatra sarvada.
Yad syat sarvatra sarvada. Etavadeva jigyasam. Tattva jigyasunatmanah. Anvaivyatirekabhyam.
Yad syat
sarvatra sarvada. Etavadeva, this much alone. What meaning first? Etavad ev, this much alone, jigyasam, to be inquired or known. Only this much is to be known. What is that? By whom? Tattva jigyasuna, by the seeker of truth of Atmana. Those who are the seeker of the truth, those who want to know the Atmanam, what they have to do? Anvay vyatireka bhyam, by the method of anvay and vyatirek. This is the sadhana. How you will get him? By the method of anvay and vyatirek. Yat syat, that which exists, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvada, at all times. So you have to search a factor which is sarvatra and sarvada. Jo sab jagah hai, sab samay hai. That which exists everywhere and at all times. In the first verse we have seen, he was in the past, he is in the present, and he will stay even after the dissolution. So he is permanent, sarvada, at all times he is there. So he is present now also, abhi bhi hai wo. So why, how we have to find it out? By anvay and vyatirek, jigyasa. Anvay vyatirek. What is this anvay and vyatirek? Jigyasa. So jigyasa, it is said, it should be true jigyasa. Avagati paryantam vichara. Avagati. Jab tak mile nahi, tab tak I will continue.
The vichar.
Vichar. The inquiry should continue till I get it. One may get it in 1 second. Another may have to take 2 attempts, 3 attempts, 5 attempts, 10 attempts. Avagati paryantam, you have to inquire. ऐसा नहीं हमने एक बार दिया नहीं है. Many people come here. I don't know, something is wrong with the bell here. They ring one time, the bell is not working. Then they ring up Subhiji. Acharya ji is there or not? Subhiji says that they don't have any transfer. Where will they go? They are here only. Again, second time, third time. Avagati parjantam. Go on continuously. You search. You will get it. Jiga. Etavad ev. What is the meaning of etavad ev? Etavad ev means you don't require any qualification of the world. It's not said that you have to be graduate, master degree holder, or a doctorate, or a Nobel laureate. You have to become before you, if you want to know that Atman. Nothing is required.
What you have to do, you should follow only anvaya vyatirek. Anvaya vyatirek. What is this anvaya? Anvaya, if you do the sandhi vichet, is anu plus a. Anu plus a means which is gone everywhere. It is ever existing. It means ever existing. Anvaya. Vyatirek, absence. Anvaya vyatirek. You have to find out a thing which is always present, at all times, at all places. Sarvatra, sarvada. If the Bhagavatam is saying, who is saying these four slokas? Narayan is saying to Brahmaji. This is the original four slokas which were given by Lord Narayan to Brahmaji. This is complete Bhagavatam. So he said, you can find out that by anvaya vyatirek. He is gone everywhere, at all times, at all places he is there. There is no place where he is not. And vyatirek, and some things you will find absent. So by the method of anvaya and vyatirek, you have to find out. Do hi kaam karna hai. Find out the thing which is gone everywhere. Kaise dekhen example. I will give you many examples. First is we all experience waking state, dream state, and deep sleep state. And at a time only one state remains. Now the Jagrita Avastha is there, but there is no dream, no deep sleep. When you are dreaming, it is not Jagrat, not deep sleep. When you are in deep sleep, there is no Jagrat, no dream. So at a time, one state only remains. So these states come and go. Can they be Atman?
No. No.
The thing which comes and goes.
No.
We have to find out anvaya, which remains always, sarvatra sarvada. So what remains there always, sarvatra sarvada? The illuminator of all three states. The illuminator of all three states is one. He illuminates and absence of three states. Now it is Jagrata Avastha. He is illuminating that you are in the waking state. And it also tells that there is absence of deep sleep and dream state. Magar kabhi kabhi aisa bhi hota hai, how you are daydreaming. Hota hai na?
Bahut baar.
होता है देखो बहुत
ज्यादातर यही होता है
डे ड्रीमिंग सो वी आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट और इन स्लीप समबडी इज वॉकिंग ऐसा भी होता है स्लीपिंग बट वॉकिंग जाके फिर से खाना खाता है फिर तब तो सोया था स्लीपिंग एंड वॉकिंग तो वी आर नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट दोज स्टेट्स बट दिस इल्यूमिनेटर इज प्रेजेंट वाइल यू आर इन द वेकिंग स्टेट डीप स्लीप स्टेट एंड ड्रीम स्टेट ही इज वन एंड द सेम. So by the method of anvaya and vyatirek, what you have to do? You have to catch hold the illuminator. Vyatirek means absent. Take out, which is changing and perishable. What is changing? Jagrata avastha is changing. Dream avastha is changing. And susupti is changing. What is not changing?
Illuminator.
The illuminator is there, which is not changing. In Natakdeep Prakaran, we have seen that the lamp is continuously there, whether the drama is going on or not going on. Present or absence, the light is still there. Similarly, inside us, which illumines our Jagrita Avastha, Swapna Avastha, and... Dekho, pakad mein aaya?
This is
anvaya. Anvaya means gone everywhere at all times. Illuminated is at all times. Sarvada, sarvatra, till my lifetime he will be there with me. Sarvada, on 24 hours. But the states will come and go. Jagrita Avasthaya, other two states are not there. That we have understood. Very good.
A question doubt. Illuminator is a one. Jab sharir chhod deta hai, that illuminator is gone, that's other.
Very good question. Bata dete hain. So, when these three states are not there, he is still present there in the dead body.
So the body drops first, or the illuminator has to always stay there, right?
Body will drop.
Body drops.
So fourth state we can say, very good question, fourth state we can say there is no Jagrat Avastha, no Sapna Avastha, no Susupti Avastha, body is dead.
Exactly.
He is still there.
There, yeah.
How?
Because it's every space, the whole space occupied.
As existence.
As existence, he is still there.
Right, as existence.
Agar aapko koi bolte na dead body mein hi Sachidananda hai, log bolenge is pagal. Are you saying the Atman is there? Are Atman is still there, existence is there. Dead body is. It is, isness is still there. Usko cremate kar do. Then you get as, itna se leke aa jate hain. 170 pounds becomes only 50 grams.
Weight loss.
50 grams leke aa jate hain. Still is there, na?
As
isness.
Isness is there.
Isness is there. So isness cannot be destroyed. That isness can never be destroyed. Achha, now we can go to our another state. Childhood, young age, old age. These avasthas, they come and go. Childhood was there, now it is gone. Young age came, some of you are in the young age, and after that, some of you are old, the young age is gone, and old age come. But who is the knower of these three states? Knower. Illuminator or knower? Knower of the young age or the childhood or old age. Knower is one. He is not changing. But the avasthas are changing. So, kaun hai? Apply anvay vyatirek. So the childhood of the gross body, young age of the gross body, old age of the gross body is not Atman. The knower of the childhood, the knower of the adulthood, and the knower of old age, anvaya continuously. Who is there continuously present? One person is there continuously, anvaya. So we have to get. Hum kya karte hain? Old hain, chalo thoda young bante hain. We go to the beauty parlor, Botox ka injection lagao. Sometimes I see my emails na, to uska bagal mein samata hai. Before, after. Then after. Very good. Example number 3. You can see like different items made of clay. Different items. Like cup, saucer, or a jug, or clay, toys. They are different. Now apply in that anvaya vyatirek. What is common in them?
Clay.
So it is clay.
That is the
anvaya. And vyatirek, namrup vyatirek. Namrup is changing. Is it not so? Cup is not saucer, saucer is not jug, jug is not toy. But the clay is one and same. Anvaya vyatirek. Hamara wala example batao na kuch. We are all ladies sitting here. We know cooking. Chalo, theek hai, cooking wala example batate hain. We know vegetables, we cook dal, and amma cooks bisiveli, something, what is that called?
Bisiveli
bhat. Bisiveli bhat. Very good. And some amma brings also sometimes a pizza, sometimes pasta, Mexican. Leke aata na? Find out anvaya vyatirek, do anvaya vyatirek there. You all know all these things, na?
कौन सा अन्वय है उनमें सब में?
फाइंड आउट व्हाट इज अन्वय दे आर इन कॉमन इन देम एंड व्यतिरेक. सो आई हैव गिवन मेनी एग्जांपल्स. दाल, सब्जी, वेजिटेबल्स, पिज्जा, पास्ता, यहाँ का भी एग्जाम्पल दे दिया आपको. इट्स नॉट ओनली इंडियन एग्जाम्पल. आई दैट इज राइट अम्मा. देखो पकड़ लिया ना व्यतिरेक. वॉट इज देयर सॉल्ट इज कॉमन इन ऑल ऑफ देम.
दैट इज
अन्वय. वॉट इज कॉमन इन ऑल ऑफ देम. अन्वय व्यतिरेक.
अंकल जी ज्वेलरी.
ज्वेलरी में भी आ जाएगा. गोल्ड इज ऑर्नामेंट.
नेम एंड फॉर्म्स आर डिफरेंट. गोल्ड इज अन्वय.
चलो यहाँ तक तो समझ में आ गया. थोड़ा सा और डिफिकल्ट में चलते हैं. व्हाट इज कॉमन इन द चेयर, दिस बोर्ड, लाइट, बिल्डिंग, फैन, दिस क्लॉथ, ट्री, डिफरेंट थिंग्स? इजनेस इज कॉमन. So what you have to discard? Naam roop you have to discard. Naam roop you have to discard. Then you reach there. But this reality you can never negate. This is one thing which you can never negate. You can negate all naam roops. All the changing things you can negate. But the asti bhati priyat, the substratum, sachidananda, brahman or atman, you can kill your body, you cannot kill atman. Malum hai aapko? You cannot kill, you cannot destroy your atman.
Mainam chindanti sastram.
Nobody can destroy that. It is said in Panchadasi, Masabda Yuga Kalpesu Sambideka Nabhidyate. This Sambid, the which is the experience, the knower, the illuminator, Masa, in the months, Yuga, and Kalpa. These are different times. Mas means out of 12 months, 1 month, Yuga, one Chatur Yuga. और वन युग कलयुग और कल्पेशु 71 चतुर्युग इज इक्वल टू वन कल्प. ही इज प्रेजेंट ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट. एंड द फर्स्ट वर्स वी ऑफ दिस चतुर्श्लोकीय भागवत ऑल्सो सेज अहम एवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद यत सतसत परम. दैट ही इज प्रेजेंट ऑलवेज कंटिन्यूअसली. Another aspect of the anvaya vyatirek. Another aspect of anvaya vyatirek. You see, the truth can be realized as per the Shastra, he said, it can be realized. And in the Shastra, we find two methods. One is the method of neti neti, not this, not this, not this, not this.
Elimination
karo, neti neti. Is the chair Brahma? Nahin. Neti neti. This is not, this is not, this is not, this is not. When you discard everything, renounce everything, then what will remain? The substratum will remain. Whatever you are seeing in the whole world, you negate it, falsify it. What will remain? Atman or the Brahman will remain, which you can never negate. So one method is neti, 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 neti. Other method is sarvam khalu idam brahma. Another method we say, sab kuch brahman hai. Many times I have said, all these forms are nothing but Brahman in different form. Mm-hmm. Is it not so? Sarvam, whole thing. Whatever you are seeing as idam, idam, idam is nothing but Brahman in different form. It seems contradictory, is it not so? First we have said, nati, 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 not this, not this, not this, not this. And now you have said, no, no, no. Sarvam, jo kuch hai, wo bhi hai, Brahman hai. It seems contradictory. तो कैसे इसको reconcile करें? How to reconcile this? Both methods are there. In Bhagavad Gita and Upanishad you'll find both methods are there. How to reconcile?
You see, we have to reconcile in this way. We have misunderstood certain things. What is our misunderstanding? This Jagat is real. And the Brahman, which is not sin, is unreal. It's nahi hai. Dikhai nahi padta, is vaste nahi hai. I don't accept it. Very good. This is our misunderstanding. Or you are seeing snake on the rope. Misunderstanding. Or you are seeing silver on the seashell. So what we have to do, neti neti, what we have to do, the misunderstanding has to be removed. What is the misunderstanding? Snake or the silver on the seashell or Jagat is Satya. This is misunderstanding. First we have to remove this thing. Then you come to know the truth. Then you come to know the seashell is nothing but calcium, phosphorus, that's all. There is no silver there. Similarly, the whole world apply this also. Same thing you apply on the whole world. Neti, neti, neti. The truth is infinite. Desh, kal, vastu, aparichinna. That is Brahman. That which is not limited by desh, space, kal, time and vastu, objects. One which is not limited by space, time and object is Brahman. And the whole world is? Desh, kal, vastu, parichinna, limited. Whole world is limited in space, time and object. That means the whole world is finite and he is infinite. So to find out the infinite, what we have to do? Remove the finite. Remove the finite. Khatam ho gaya. So remove the finite means neti, 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 neti. All the naam roop will be neti, 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 neti. And then what will remain? Infinite will remain. Therefore, sarvam idam kalu brahman. In Drigdrishya Vivek we have seen each object has got five things. What are those? Asti, priya, naam roop. Naam roop. Falsify. Asti bhati priya will remain. In this table, asti bhati priya is there. Naam roop, falsify. Hatado. What will stay here? Asti bhati priya. What is this asti? Isness. Table is. Isness is there. Bhati, chitpat is not there. Why it is not there? Subtle body is not there. Mind is not there. Priya, it has got dearness. It gives ananda to somebody. One who uses it, he gets ananda. Satchidana, asti bhati priya. So what we have to do? We have to first negate which is finite from this world. You will reach infinite. Number one, remove finite. But if you don't do this, what will happen? Nahi karte hain isko. Anvayavatireka, I will not do. Then what will you do? You will accept everything as a Brahman. This body is also Brahman. The food I eat is also Brahman. Is it not so? So you will get attached to this body. You will be getting attached to all the things of the world. If you say everything is Brahman, so therefore my body is also Brahman. This chair, table, everything is Brahman. Right? You are right, perfectly right. But the take out the naam roop of that. Take the Brahman only. If you don't remove neti neti, if you don't remove the finite thing, then you will get attached to the chair.
table, body, food. What is food? Sachidananda plus Nam Roop. What is pija? Sachidananda plus Nam Roop. Ab Nam Roop lobe ke bahuton ko takleef ho jati hai. Why you are not serving Acharya roti? Why you are serving pija? Are only Nam Roop is difference is the made of the same thing. Different form, different name. Very good. Have you understood what is anvaya, what is vyatireka? Till such time you don't get Atman, continue to do this anvaya and vyatireka. You will reach Atman. So what we have seen, that everything in the world, all the nam rupa are finite, changing and perishable, number one. And the substratum of all this is infinite and eternal, not changing. And by the example of tree, log, plank, furniture, you remember that example? Tree is, cut the tree ko, it becomes log, tree is gone, now log is there, cut the log into planks, log is gone, planks is, use that plank in the furniture, plank gone, now furniture is, burn the furniture, furniture gone. Eagerness is continuously present in all of them. So eagerness cannot be destroyed. So in the essence of Chatushloki Bhagavat, reality is one. First slok, aham eva asam eva gre. Reality is Brahm. Second slok we said, creation is made by the Lord's Maya. That also we have seen. Maya in detail we have seen. If you have forgotten, then refer back to our previous lectures. Two lectures we have studied Maya. And what is this? It is all superimposition on reality. Whole jagat is superimposed on that reality, like snake on the rope, silver on the suktika. What now we have to remove? We have to remove our misunderstanding. We are thinking this whole world is sat. No, this whole world is not sat. Why it is not sat? Because it is desa kala vastu parichinna. It is finite. We have to remove this finite to arrive at infinite. So first we saw the superimposition by Maya. How this came? Because of the Maya. Now we have to negate it. After negation, what will remain? That is it. Then in the verse number 36, now Lord Narayan is giving him the last advice, how to abide in it.
Etanmatam samatishta paramena samadhina bhavan kalpa vikalpeshu na vimuyati karhichita.
Etanmatam, this knowledge, samatishta, adhere to, paramen, by the supreme, samadhina, absorption, bhavan, you, kalpa vikalpesu, in different creation cycles, na bimuhyati, you will never get deluded. Karhichit, at any time, O Brahmaji, by samadhi, you have got the knowledge, you have done the sravan, you have done the manan also. Now by nididhyasan, you make it your own knowledge, by samadhi. Adhere to this knowledge, thereafter you shall not get deluded at any time, even while creating varied creation. Kalpa vikalpesu, if you go on creating the world, you will never get deluded. You will not be deluded by the nam roop now. What is the difference between an ignorance vision and the realized vision?
The world is real for the ignorant.
There are five things. Asti. Always remember five things. Asti Jati Priya and Nam Roop. The realized person sees Asti Bhati Priya first, Nam Roop comes second, and the ignorant sees?
The Nam Roop comes first.
Naam Roop first, Astivati Priya, not seen. Only this much is the difference. So where this difference is happening?
In the mind, intellect.
How will you see it? With the third eye. Can you see the easiness with this eye?
No.
How will you see easiness? This is third eye. Eye of wisdom. This is called Brahmi Sthiti in Gita. This is Brahmi Sthiti. You abide in that. Yasmin sito na dukkhe na gurunapi vichalyate. If you abide in that, then what will happen? Gurunapi dukkha. Gurunapi means heavy. Jitna se bhari dukkha, even if you come, na vichalyate. You are not shaken. Not second. Jitna bhari dukkha jaye. What is the bhari dukkha? Death of my body, death of kith and kin. Ye bhari dukkha hai. Na vichar lete. Why? Because you have become Brahman. Brahman has got no birth and no death. The death of body or subtle body will be there. Even the realized persons, body will also drop one day. Lord Rama, Lord Krishna also had to drop the body once. They have taken the form, drop the form. That will happen. You cannot change that law. Gurunapi dukkham na vichalyate. When you come to understand that you are that permanent Brahman, then there is no dukkha. No dukkha there. So all delusion over. No soak. Why no soak? Who is giving you sorrow? We have decided many times, who is giving you sorrow? Can he give you this sorrow?
No.
He is Satchidananda, he is Brahman, he is Ananda Swarup. He cannot give me sorrow. Other than this,
everything else.
Anatma will give you sorrow. So we have to get the Atma, not only realizing here that Atman is there. I am that Atman. Then, no soak. You have gone beyond soka. We have already many times have seen the cause of the soak is anatma vastu. Cause of the soak is anatma vastu. And we are attached to that. Mm-hmm. All anatma vastu never gives us sorrow. All anatma vastu never gives us sorrow. When I am attached to that anatma vastu, then it gives sorrow. If a third person's body drops, another atma vastu, humko nahi dukh hota hai. In India, so many people are dying every day. We see the funeral procession. Nahi dukh hota hai. But if somebody known to me, my friend, my relative, my own kith and kin, if he die, dukh hota hai. But both are anatma vastu, na? Both are anatma vastu. So if we know that what is the cause of the sorrow, you see, the Shastra is not saying that you leave them. They are not saying. They are not saying leave your husband, leave your wife, leave your children, leave your parents. That they are not saying. Stay with them. Leave your house. That is also they not said. Leave your bank balance. That is also not said. What they are saying, enjoy everything. But know that they are not the source of your happiness. This much you must understand. They are not the source of happiness. Who is the source of happiness? There is only one source. There is no other source. Only one source is there of happiness. We have to realize that. Our understanding at this time is that this chair is giving me happiness. This office is giving me happiness. This person, this being, this is giving happiness. No. It is your happiness you are superimposing on them. Oh, ho, ho. That's all. So you don't have to leave anything. Stay at your place, enjoy everything, but know for sure
that they don't have any iota of happiness in them. It's not there. That much understanding should be perfectly clear. Then after that, Shuka Uvacha.
Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sampradishaivam Majanaha, Jananam Parameshtinam, Pashyatstasya Tadrupam, Atmanon, Atmanonyarundharihi.
The knowledge was being given by Lord Narayan to Brahmaji. He was also informed, Lord Narayan. After this unborn Lord, that Narayan was Brahman himself, Aj. Unborn Lord, after giving this knowledge to Brahmaji, withdrew his form. Narunadhari, Hari, what is it? Hari said, he removed his form. All of a sudden, they were all in front of Brahmaji. Hari, the Narayan, he was giving all the knowledge. All of a sudden, after giving this knowledge, how you can reach there by Anvaya Vyatirek, and how you should abide in that by Samadhi, after giving all this, he removed his form, disappeared. Brahmaji alone is there now. So what did Brahmaji do?
Antarhitendriyarthaya haraye vihitanjalihi sarvabhutamayo vishvam sasarjedam sapurvavata.
Brahmaji, who represents the all bhuta, with his vihitanjali, with his folded hand, he prostrated to that form. And he started Vishwam Sarsijedam Purvavat and started creating the whole world as in the previous creations he did. Because this manifestation is continuously is manifesting and unmanifesting. It's not new. It is being created, then dissolution. Again creation, again dissolution. And he started creating. And how he started creating? Now it is said,
Prajapati dharmapatihi ekada niyaman yaman bhadram prajanam manvichanna atishthat swarthakamaya tam atishthat sarvakamaya.
Prajapati dharmapati, this prajapati and dharmapati, who is this prajapati dharmapati? Brahmaji. Prajapati dharmapati Brahmaji. Devoted to the Lord, he accepted Niyam and Yama. Yama and Niyam, have you heard this word? Yama and Niyam, Niyama and Yama. Yama, what is Yama? Ahinsa Satya Asteya Brahmacharya Aparigraha. We have seen many times. Ahinsa, non-violence, Satya, Asteya, Chori Nahi Karo. You know, we are all chor. We all are chor. Everything belongs to the Lord. No, leke apne paas rakh liya, ye mera hai. Ye chori hai. This is chori. Asteya, brahmacharya, self-control, aparigraha. You say, don't aggrandize, don't collect and accumulate. Aparigraha. Have you seen in the nature the mango tree keeping something for me? Ye achha wala phal, I will eat. Aparigraha. No, never that. Aparigraha.
Friction se matri.
What is niyama? Saucha, cleanliness. Cleanliness outside and
inside.
Most important is the impurity of the mind. What are the impurity of mind? Santosa.
Muhammad Matsarya.
Santosa. Santosa means contentment. Yehi nahi hai humare paas mein. One sant said, Godhan Gajdhan
aur
Ratandhan Khan. Jab aaye santosh dhan, sabdhan dhuri saman. Sab ho gaya dust. The moment the santosh dhan comes, I am contented. Full. Aur nahi chahiye. Kabhi nahi hota hai. I want more, more, more. Aur bhi chahiye santosh. Tapa, austerity, swadhyaya, studying of scriptures, and Ishwar Pranidhana, surrender to the Lord. These are niyama, yama and niyama. Bhadram prajanavichinna
atishtata swarthakamaya, and he engaged himself for the good of all being. Brahmaji accepted the Yamaniyam, and with that acceptance he started creating the whole world for the good of others. Hum log karte hain aisa for good of others? Nahi karte. Then
tam narada priyatamah rikthadanam manuvratah susushamana shilena prasrayena damena cha mayam vividishan vishnoho mayeshasya mahamunihi mahabhagavato rajan pitaram paryatoshayat.
Tam narada, tam means to that Brahmaji. Now Brahmaji has got the knowledge. He has got the knowledge. Tam Narada. Who is Narada? Son of Brahmaji. Now he came to know, my father has got the knowledge. He has to get it. So, Priyatamo Rikvatadana Vrata Susrumana started serving him. Dekho, vahan bhi uska kuch tha na. I want something from my father. Susrumana started servicing. And how? Silena, by pleasing. नहीं कि हमको जबरदस्ती समथिंग आई एम डूइंग सर्विंग नो प्लीजिंगली एंड प्रश्रेन प्रश्रेन मीन्स विथ ह्यूमिलिटी दमेन विथ डिसिप्लिन सी स्टार्टेड सर्विंग हिज फादर वाई मायाम विविदिशेन विष्णु मायेश महामुनि ही वॉन्टेड टू नो अबाउट द विष्णु दिस महाशक्ति माया वट इज दिस माया हिज फादर हैज कम टू नो ब्रह्मा जी हैज कम टू नो No, Narada wanted to know. Kya hai knowledge? Mere ko batao. So for that, who is Guru, who is Shishya? Brahmaji is Guru. Who is the Shishya? Narada. What he did? He served. Served. And how? Pleasingly. And with controls, dhamma, and humility. With humility he served. Then what happened after that?
Tushtam nishamya pitaram lokanam prapitamaham devarshippari prapraccha bhavan janmanu prichyati.
Tushtam. Now after the service, Brahmaji was happy. So when you serve the Guru, at one time will come, the Guru will be happy. And at that state, you should ask him question. Not before that. If he is not tushta, he will not answer your question. We have seen in Ramayana also.
Ek bar Prabhu Sukhasina.
Ek bar Prabhu Sukhasina. Lord Rama and Lakshman were there for whole life. But Lakshman never asked this question. But in jungle, in the forest, ek bar Prabhu Sukhasina. Prabhu was Sukhrupa. And Lakshman used to serve. That time he asked 5 questions about the Atman, what is the Maya, this and this, what is Jeev, what is Ishwar, what is the Bhed of Jeev, Ishwar, everything he asked. And Lord gave answer also. Sustram nishame pitaram lokanam prapitaham pitaram, father, whose father? Nara's father. And again it is says prapitaham, grandfather. Kiska grandfather hai? All the lokas, he is called the grandfather, prapitaha, all lokas. Prapitamaham, devarsi pariprachya bhavan yanmanu prachati. Devarsi Narada also asked the same question, O Sukadev, which you are asking me now? Parikshit asked questions to Sukadev. We have seen all those questions earlier. So now he is telling that is, I am not giving the answer for the first time. It's not the question you are asking is the first time. Same questions were asked earlier also. Tasmat.
Tasma idam bhagavatam puranam dasalakshanam proktam bhagavata praha prita putraya bhuta krita.
So Brahmaji pleased with his son, told Bhagavat as said by Lord Narayan, and it has got
10 characteristics, 10 lakshana. It has got 10 cantos. What is 10 lakshana? It will come. In the next chapter itself, the first verse will say, what is this 10 lakshana?
Narada prahamunaye sarasvatyastate nripa dhyayate brahma paramam vyasayamita tejase.
Naraji again told this Bhagavat to whom? To Vyasa. To the Vyas Muni. Who is Vyas Muni? Father of Sukhdev. And who is giving this Bhagavat now? Sukhdev is giving. To whom? Parichit.
Saraswati.
And where was Vyas Muni sitting there? At the Saraswati bank. Where is this? Near the Badri. If you go to the Badri, then there is a Vyas Kupa also. And Vyas was once upon a time, as we have studied earlier also, he has written all this commentary and all this compiled all Vedas and everything, but he was not happy. Then Naraji came, you have written everything, but if the bhakti is not there, it's useless. Have you told the katha of Lord Leela and all that? Well, no. Leela kya hoga? I have written Upanishad, Brahma. They said, no, you have to write. Then he told him the Bhagavad. And after that, Ved Vyasji wrote this thing. So Sukadev got it from? Ved Vyas got it from? Narad. Narad got it from? Brahmaji got it from?
Narad.
So this is the original text coming from Guru Sishya Parampara. So who is the original author?
Bhagavan Narad.
Yadutaham tvaya prishtaha vairajat purushadidam yatha asit tad upakhyase prasnananyascha krishnasa
for all your questions. For all your questions, whatever you have asked, I am going to answer all these questions through this Bhagavat Purana. There were nearly about 20 questions asked by Parikshit to Sukhdev. And all these questions are being answered in the next 10 cantos. So we are completing the second canto in our next class. And after the rest of the 10 cantos, there are 12 cantos in Bhagavat Mahapuran. So 2 cantos we will be completing. So all the questions asked by Parikshit will be answered in the next 10 cantos. What are the content of these 10 cantos? You will see it in our
next class.
So we will complete the second canto. Yes, third canto we will start.
Second canto. एक ही है क्या?
नहीं.
दशम मध्य एक ही है.
दस के बाद फिर तीसरा कैंटो शुरू हो जाएगा.
तीसरा कैंटो शुरू हो जाएगा ना.
दस में फिर तो काफी स्लोक
है.
उसको हम एक-एक करके नहीं रीड करेंगे. We will see that. I will tell you the whole. I will touch all of them. But the chanting will take long time.
भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याम संहितायां द्वितीय स्कंधे नवमोध्यायः अथ दशमोध्यायः श्री शुक उवाच अत्र सर्गो विसर्गश्च स्थानं पोषण भूतयः मन्वन्तरेशानुकथा निरोध मुक्तिराश्रयः
अत्र दिस व्हाट आर द दिस 10 कैंटोस इट इज सेड अत्र सर्गो सर्ग फर्स्ट इज सर्ग Then comes a visarga. It is not Sanskrit visarga, though dot. Not that visarga. Sthanam, posanam, utaya, manavantar, ishanukatha, nirodha, mukti, and asraya. These are the 10 topics. Said in one sloka, he has covered that all the 10 topics to be covered in the next 10 cantos is like this. Last canto is asraya. What is that asraya?
Substratum.
To know that substratum, we have to understand the 9 cantos.
Then we will understand the asraya, support. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.